You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Commanders, Patriots kicking off in 5 hours tonight, and we're excited for preseason football. So here's the deal, Linnell. We're going to go through our top three players we're most excited to watch make their debut under the lights in a game. And we'll see what our lists look like. We'll compare them, and then we'll hit the phones. 800-636-1067. So I'll start us off with Jalen Lane.
Yeah.
I have just been enamored with the speedster out of Virginia Tech at practice. It's funny. You know, the first couple of days of practice, I didn't really notice him. And I said, all right, where's Jalen Lane? Let's see what's going on. And then you see he's running with basically the second to third team. Not a whole lot to see, really. But then within a week, you're back at practice, and he's getting some first team reps. By the end of his time in Ashburn, before they went to New England, it was clockwork. He would get out there with the ones, and Jaden Daniels would immediately target him. Both would happen in succession almost simultaneously every single time. He checks in, he gets a target. There was a route where I was watching him against Jonathan Jones, longtime NFL corner, going to help them this year in the secondary. He routed him up on an out route, left him basically falling over as he caught a ball and got up past the line of scrimmage, past the line to gain and out of bounds for a first down. That's not even the impressive stuff. It's the downfield stuff where he just gets open and leaks behind everybody. I know he wasn't a household name coming out of Virginia Tech, but he runs a 4.3 4.40. He's a fourth-round pick. I am really excited to see what he looks like tonight in this preseason game.
I think if we're going to talk about life without Terry McLaurin early on in the season, he could be a guy that eases the pain and that blow because he's the only other guy in that receiver room, GP, that I think puts fear in the heart of defenses in terms of taking the top off and being that explosive vertical threat, someone that can stress defenses going down the field. And when we're talking about the Deebo Samuels of the world and the Austin Ecklers and those guys that need space to operate underneath, you know, how do you get that? It's a guy like Jalen Lane showing that he could take the top off. My other thing with Lane, GP, that I worry about with young wide receivers, especially in this offense, he's a sleight of frame guy. How competitive is he going to be at the point of attack as a blocker in the run game and in the screen game? Because that'll help him get on the field faster.
Yeah, he's going to have to figure that part out. I don't think that's going to be a strength at his size, obviously. But I would say if you've been out there a bunch, and Linnell hasn't, and I know I've been out at a bunch of practices, and you're just going, you're labeling the dudes who have had the best camps at receiver, it's him and Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
You know, in the non-Terry McLaurin world, that's the list. Now, that doesn't mean he's ready for the bright lights, but we'll get an indicator tonight of what that looks like for Jalen Lane. Number one on my list, guys I'm most excited to watch. Give me yours.
The number one guy on my list is Tyler Owens, the undrafted safety that they got yet last year out of Texas Tech. Played mostly a special teams role last year, got a couple of snaps on the defense, but throughout camp, GP, and you've been out there, he's running with the first team a lot of the time. We've seen a lot of three safety looks with him, Quan Martin, and Will Harris, the acquisition from the New Orleans Saints. I just think for Tyler Owens, there's just so many different ways that they can use him. He has that Jeremy Chinn body type to where, you know, he looks good getting off the bus, as you like to say, GP. I just think last year he showed he's a war daddy on special teams. This year in camp, they've lined him up in the slot at slot corner. We've seen him in the deep half as the post safety, and he just hasn't blinked. There was a play the last time that I was out there that he's one-on-one in the slot against Deebo Samuel, and the coverage is textbook. So if he is able to do that part of the game, I think he'll be fine. But I'm curious to see with him tonight. It's different running down on special teams, Grant, and making a tackle than it is being in the flow of a defense, having to run fit and be in your gap. I want to see how he handles that, the physicality of being a box safety. But other than that, I think he's got super high upside, especially as a blitzer, too.
Yeah, he played 74% of snaps as a special teamer last year, played in 12 games, did deal with an injury, didn't get on the field defensively, and I would bet on that changing if he can make this roster this year. Because, as you said, at practice, they use him at the safety position a bunch. And there was actually one particular rep where he really stood out to me. Debo had run this, like, slot fade kind of that Jaden threw beautifully at LSU constantly. And he had beaten someone. I don't even remember. It might have been Amos or somebody. It was actually really, really tight, good coverage. But he had run this route to perfection. It was a perfect throw by Daniels, perfect catch. Well, they went right back to that like a series later. And it was Tyler Owens. And with his length, he was able to make a play and break it up. And he, the idea that he could flip his hips and run as basically a linebacker tweener type. He's got a, you know, really impressive length to him. But, yeah, he is kind of a player who can play in the box or play deep. And out of Texas and Texas Tech, you know, he's long been intriguing to them, clearly, after they brought him into the organization last year. Now, year two, more is expected of him. All right, I'm going to go to number two on my list.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the offense. I'm going with, I won't even get cute here, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the guy they call Bill. This one's easy. This is a layup. Doesn't need to be described a whole lot, but I don't remember a player who's ever gotten more attention, more fan appeal and love and interest before he played it down as a seventh-round pick than Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Now, this is not a knock. I am one of the guys that's sitting on the bus where we're all going to watch him play. I might be sitting in the front row, all right? I'm excited to watch him. He has stood out to me. He looks as impressive as any running back they've had in camp. But this is my 26th training camp being around this team. And I'm telling you, Linnell, I'm an old person apparently. But I'm telling you, the love that people fall in and the passion with which they you know become addicted to certain players that may make the roster, it doesn't happen yet normally. Lake Seastrunk, nobody was claiming he was about to be the next great Redskin before the preseason started. Sutan McCullough, Marcus Mason, you name your guy, Marco Mitchell, Terrence Austin, any of these dudes who went out there and became the talk of the preseason, it happened after the games. Like 2 days into training camp, the Merritt thing was already full bore. You got national fantasy people today all having a big Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt convention at this point. Matthew Berry is saying everybody needs to watch him tonight across the country. I've just never really seen this much hype for a guy, and I hope he delivers the goods and flashes a couple plays like we've been seeing in practice.
One thing that, like, it's been like a revelation for me over the past couple of days, GP, I think we're looking at the wrong back in terms of who Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt's going to take snaps from. I think he's got the chance to take snaps from Austin Eckler. I look at Brian Robinson to still be this bruising first and second down back. I think Bill can come in and be, the way he's looked in practice, how explosive he's looked on these jump cuts and things of that nature, like, I think he can eat into some of Austin Eckler's snaps in terms of being a pass catcher out of the backfield. He's looked good in that role as well. The big thing for me with Bill is going to be how does he do in pass protection, but it wouldn't surprise me if by season's end, like, those are the two guys that have the most touches and carries at the running back spot.
It's possible. Look, Eckler last year was just more effective and more efficient than Brian Robinson, and I didn't think it was that close. So that's where I lean toward you put the guys on the field that can pop something, you know, that can make something happen. Eckler in the open field, especially early last year before he to get banged up in the concussions. Yeah, he's just shifty. It was like slicing through the secondary like a knife through butter, and he just had wiggle that we haven't really seen. Robinson doesn't really have as much of that, but I just think Merritt, there's no reason he can't be out there on first and second. My only gripe with a third down role for him is I haven't seen him in pass protection, to your point. I don't know if a linebacker's coming downhill, does he make that play? If he's got a – you know, the reads there are difficult. Ask Anthony Richardson last night. Just figuring out who guys are coming from, where they're coming from, who's coming, who isn't. You basically have to be a quarterback with your hands on your knees in the backfield at running back at the snap. And maybe he'll be really good at that. I know Austin Eckler's phenomenal at it, and I'm just not letting anybody touch the field until they've mastered that chorus because number five's – jersey being clean is more important than anything they're doing as a rusher. I promise you that right now. All right, let me get to number three then. Or you got to go number two.
My number two guy, Johnny Newton. I feel like he's on a lot of our lists. I don't know how much we're going to see of him tonight. This defensive line room, I think I've been like gushing over him ever since I got to see him in training camp for the first time. Just think it's a really well-coached group with Daryl Tapp and Ryan Kerrigan and Sharif Floyd. All three guys that have had success in the National Football League. And I got the chance to talk to Johnny the other day. There's just a quiet confidence that he has. And when you think about what this offseason was for him, not worrying about rehab and it's really getting stronger. I compare him, Grant, to like a fire hydrant. Like that's how he's built, low center of gravity.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The thick. My thing with him is like he could end up being the interior guy that has the most pass rush pop and pass rush juice. And I think tonight we should be able to see that. The other thing for him is can you be strong and drop your butt and anchor against double teams? That's an area where Washington struggled last year. Third most yards allowed before contact in the NFL last year. So
yeah, bottom five in rushing yards per attempt and rushing yards per game. Why they got big, you know, went and got Eddie Goldman and Javon Kinlaw, because I don't think they want Newton to have to be that guy.
Right.
I think situationally, you don't exclusively use him on passing downs, but to your point as a pass rusher, go back and watch him in Illinois, people. Like, what he did was got up the field, gobbled up the assignment in front of him, and basically just disrupted. You know, he was a pocket pusher, a pocket havoc wreaker. I'd like to see him get to that early on this season, because that was kind of the hope I had. Last year was way quieter than what I would have anticipated. Played in 16 games, started 11, only had the two sacks.
He came on down the stretch, though. I'll give you that.
He did. He played better. But seven quarterback hits, six TFLs. I would have taken the over on all those numbers. Yeah. I was super high on him. But I do think we forget, this time last year, he's got like two different feet issues. He had the 1 foot issue where he was on the field, then another foot problem. He got to camp late. He started preseason late. This has not been that. You know, his whole offseason's been different.
Yeah.
I think he could make a pretty significant leap. I like that you point him out because we've not talked a lot about him. I'm not quite as high on him as I was. I mean, going back a year ago, like I thought
– the mystiques were off a little bit for you?
Well, it's not even like I'm down on him. It's just I thought when they drafted him that he could become – this is going to sound crazy, but like maybe an all-pro defensive tackle.
It's not crazy, GP. He was billed as like a first-round pick. Like,
right.
Dudes had first-round grades on him. It was the foot injury that caused him to slide. So
agreed.
I totally agree.
But I just haven't seen anything that makes me think that that's the ceiling. But I still think, right now, this moment, like I would bet on him to have as many sacks as Daron Payne.
Okay.
I think he could have 5.5, 6.5 sacks this year. Would not surprise me and just be a really impactful D-tackle. All right, for me, number three. So I went Jalen Lane, rookie wide receiver. Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, rookie running back. I'm going to go up the draft board here and stick with another rookie. I got to type, I guess. All these kids making their debuts. Assuming he plays, and I don't know why he wouldn't, as a second rounder making his first ever start, you want to get him on the field and get him through some of the motions here in August, Trey Amos.
Yeah.
And it's not even about finding out with Trey Amos. I know this is going to sound silly. I want people to see what we've gotten to see at practice.
Yeah.
I am so high on him. He looks like an NFL player. The length, the physicality, the ability to turn and run with guys. He is just absolutely locked down. Now, again, mostly working against receivers that aren't very good at Commanders practice right now. But occasionally, I mentioned the play with Debo earlier, best throw, best catch maybe of camp. It's Amos that's right there, step for step. You can't cover a play any better. I want to see what it looks like against NFL wide receivers, running routes you haven't seen a lot of yet. New England's playbook is not a playbook you've got in your hotel room, but I'm excited about him, and I hope people get to see one or two plays where you can tell, okay, this is why everybody is so intrigued.
He's just got a confidence about him, and I guess that's what happens when you play, you know, high-level corner in the SEC. Like, he's never scared. He walks up to receivers impressed with this machismo about him that I absolutely love. The one thing that we haven't gotten to see from him that I know has got to be a big part of, you know, this defense, if you're going to play corner here for Joe Witt, how do you run fit? Are you scared to, you know, get your face mask on the football and get your face dirty? I don't think he'll be, you know, afraid, but I want to see, you know, how it looks in real game action, because we know Mike Vrabel and company are going to try to run the football right at you. But, yeah, like, Trey Amos has been as advertised. I mean, he's honestly exceeded my expectations, and it makes me buy more what they said on draft night that he could have been their first-round pick.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's played in camp like a guy that would have belonged in the back end of the first round. So I've got Lane, Merritt, yeah, Amos, three guys from this draft class that I'm monitoring most closely tonight. You've gone with back-to-back second-year players in Tyler Owens and Johnny Newton. Let's round this thing out.
I'm going to stick with the theme of defense, and I'm going to go with someone from this year's draft class. Kane Medrano out of UCLA has an opportunity tonight and throughout the rest of camp, depending on the health of Jordan McGee, to solidify himself as this team's third linebacker. Think about what we heard leading up to the draft and then what we've heard to this point in camp about how they wanted Jordan McGee to be that guy last year, and they wanted to go with more of that traditional 4-3 set. Well, Jordan McGee once again is on the trainer's table and is opening up an opportunity for Kane Medrano, who, like Jalen Lane, I would say GP, didn't really stick out the first couple of practices at camp, but as he's gotten more and more opportunity, I think you've seen him flash and make plays. He's got the ability to run, and I think he can cover too. How does he tackle? That was the big weakness coming out of college. We'll get to see that tonight.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.